Welcome back to a brand new episode of Let's Go Girl podcast. If you're new, welcome. My name is Maria. I'm your host. And today we're doing kind of a catch-up Let's Chat episode. Basically, I pick some different random topics, pop culture things, things that are happening on social media, and I talk all about them for you, give my thoughts on them. So it's kind of just a chill, fun vibe. So grab a snack, grab your favorite, like sparkly water or something. You like that, and let's get into some of these topics. Today I'm going to be talking about some thoughts on recent trends. So I did at the beginning of the year a 2024 trends episode, or like a predicted trends episode, and you guys love those episodes. They're my most watched trend episodes. Everyone loves them. So I want to incorporate more stuff like that because people really seem to like it. And I did one of those in January. However, it is already April and there have obviously been a lot of different trends happening. And I'm really loving a lot of these trends for 2024 compared to like last year. So I gathered all the things that I saw frequently lately on social media or in fashion styles at the mall and stuff, and we're going to be talking about my thoughts on those because I think there are some definitely like unique and different trends that I haven't seen in a really long time, which I really enjoy. We're also going to be talking about two different book recommendations that I have really loved, as well as some recent favorites of mine. I have like three different things that I've really been loving and highly recommend. And we're going to talk about some of the women's college basketball like sensations that's happening right now, obviously in the NCAA tournament, and how women's basketball is becoming just so big as it should be. And I've been loving watching that. And also this big prom dress debate on TikTok. If you've seen it, you know people are getting very passionate about styles of prom dresses for this year. So I'm going to break it all down in this episode, and I hope that you'll come along with me. Without further ado, let's get into all these fun random topics. Let's start with some of the trends that are happening right now and my thoughts on them. The first one is boxer shorts. This is a trend that I feel like was not predicted in, you know, last year, last season, and I have been seeing it everywhere. There have been some really cute boxer shorts from places like Abercrombie, Aerie. I even saw some cute ones from like Walmart that people have been wearing. The girl that I've been looking at for like that have styled the boxer shorts so cute is Juju Havens. If you don't follow her, you need to follow her on TikTok and Instagram and YouTube. She posts the best vlogs with her husband Juju and Hunter. You need to follow them. She's so good, and she has the best like colorful summer style, and she's been styling the boxer shorts a lot, which I really like. I feel like there's definitely a fine line with this trend between looking like a little bit sloppy and pajama-ish and then looking really like cool girl, and she does a really good job of making sure it doesn't look like pajamas and just looks like super cool and trendy. See, I don't know if I can pull that off, but in theory it's really cute and they look super comfortable. And I love all of the bright colors and patterns. I think we need more bright colors and patterns in our lives, especially for spring and summer. So if you want to have another comfy shorts option going into spring and summer, boxer shorts are definitely something that's really trending right now. And they can be a really great option for another bottom. So I love that trend on other people, not so much on me, I guess. Another one that I feel like is coming back, I feel like this was a very like 2010s-ish, and that's leopard. I've been seeing this everywhere. Leopard pants, leopard shoes, leopard accessories, leopard dresses. And personally, I'm just, I like some of the leopard pants, like these leopard jeans I saw on Hunter Kaylee. If you're not following her, you should, on Instagram. And she styled them really well, just with like a black top. And I think it can be a fun pop of a pattern, but I'm not the biggest animal print girl, I guess you could say. I just found this trend more fascinating than anything. I was really just not expecting leopard to be back. And I feel like it's more of a fall winter thing. So for it to be coming back in the spring and heading into summer was also very surprising for me. But again, I think it can look really good with like a pop for an outfit. I've even seen like leopard baseball caps and stuff. They have MLB baseball caps in like the leopard print for women, which I think is kind of funny. So it's definitely just everywhere now, and I think it's an interesting pattern choice out of all of the patterns that maybe could come back and be trending once again. Will I be going out and buying leopard things? Probably not. But honestly, out of all the trends that could be trending right now, this one is not terrible. And I think a lot of people could easily incorporate this back into their wardrobe and find it kind of familiar. Next is charm necklaces. This one I love, and I'm really debating getting a charm necklace. I'm looking over at this charm bracelet that I have right now that honestly, when I got it, I was kind of like, meh, like, I don't know about this. Is it too girlish? But I have been seeing so many creators wearing charm necklaces. Cecily Bachman has been wearing a ton of charm necklaces. If you have followed her, I love Chris Marie Arrington, that's her handle on Instagram. She styled really cute charm necklaces, just big, chunky statement pieces, I think are really coming back. And it's such a shift from the more dainty gold, like very sleek, clean girl jewelry that we've been seeing. And this is a little more funky, chunky jewelry. And I think it's a really great kind of change that we haven't seen in a long time. So if you have charm bracelets laying around, now is the time to pull them out, or charm necklaces. I love that you can do like some sort of personalization for them that adds a really cool touch to your jewelry. And you can get some really cute ones. I found the Victoria Emerson ones. I can link them down below. They have great jewelry pieces that are pretty affordable. Again, with all of these trends, you really have to be like, am I going to truly wear these? And where am I purchasing these from? Because as we always say, the trends come and go so quickly. And I see so many influencers participating in these trends, and I'm like, personally, I cannot keep up with everything. And it gets expensive to buy something that just goes along with the trend, because there are so many things that come in and out of style constantly. So you definitely have to think, am I truly going to wear this? Do I really love this trend, or is it just because it's popular right now? And where am I purchasing this from? Is there a less expensive alternative that I can just try it out? And it's kind of things you have to think about in this very fast-paced fashion world, especially on social media. But I think the charm bracelet and charm necklace trend is super cool. I love the chunky jewelry coming back. I think it adds such a statement to outfits, especially if you have more of a basic casual outfit going on. Adding a really chunky necklace can just make it so much better. Okay, next is linen and gauze pants, also cargo linen pants. I saw some of these at Aerie the other day. I link it down below, and they were really cute. This is something that I have been eyeing for a long time, and for this summer especially, I think they will be so good. Definitely linen pants have been around for a while and people love them during the summer, but I feel like now more than ever people are purchasing the linen pants and linen style cargo pants, which I really love. They're great for cover-ups during the summer, so I've been looking at a bunch of different styles trying to find which ones that I like for linen pants, and it's definitely hard for like white ones to find ones that are not super see-through, but I've been loving the ones from Aerie. They have some really good options on Amazon as well in a bunch of different colors, so I've just been trying to kind of go back and forth and comparing some different ones, figuring out which ones I'm gonna purchase for vacation this summer. So I will keep you updated on which ones I end up buying, but I've definitely been eyeing those because I've been seeing them everywhere, especially with spring break and seeing everyone on their beach vacations sporting their linen pants. I just think they're a perfect staple for summer and really lightweight, super cute. I used to have a really awesome pair of them from Old Navy when I was younger, and I love them. They were so comfortable. So if you've never tried, they are so good. Also, linen or like gauzy shorts have been a big thing. I got some ones from Aerie and I ordered them in two colors and they're so good. I will link them down below for you. I got the oatmeal color, kind of like a taupe oatmeal, and then black, and they're so good to throw on at the pool or just for like a comfy summer day. I, as much as I love jean shorts, like sitting down being hot and sticky in jean shorts all day long when you're walking a lot on vacation or at a baseball game or whatever can just be very uncomfortable. So I've been trying to look for alternatives that are still more elevated than like Lululemon athletic shorts, which don't get me wrong, I love, but just something a little more elevated than that, that I can wear as an alternative to jean shorts, and these are perfect if you've been looking for some. The Sambas are everywhere. My mom actually purchased the black and white pair, and I've been trying them on, trying to decide which ones I want to grab for the summer to be walking around on vacation and things like that, and I think I'm gonna grab the white ones. They're just so classic and timeless. We saw last year a lot of the Nike shoes coming back, the Blazers, things like that. Obviously Air Forces have been around for a long time now, for several years. We've seen New Balance shoes coming back a ton and Adidas shoes coming back a ton, and the Adidas Sambas are so great. I think they look polished enough for, you know, like a European vacation outfit or something a little bit more fancy to wear with a dress, but they're still a comfortable sneaker, which I really can appreciate. So I've been seeing them everywhere. I love the platform Gazelles, which are similar to the Sambas, and I've been seeing a ton of people getting the green and pink ones specifically. That is a color combo I have been seeing coming back everywhere, which I think is really unique. We're moving away from more of those neutrals like beige mom aesthetic into colors, which I think is perfect for spring and summer, but especially the Gazelles and the Sambas. If you haven't hopped on the train already, you've got to grab a pair. They're so good, especially if you like color. There's been super cute colors in the Gazelles and the Sambas, the green and pink, as I mentioned. Really cute, like pink blush colored ones. The red ones are so good if you love a pop of red. I saw really cute blue ones as well. They have so many cool, fun, bright colors, really comfortable shoes, and I think they just add the perfect touch to an outfit. So that's a trend that I can definitely get behind and will be purchasing. Long denim skirts. This one is personally not for me, but I like it on other people. I saw Claire Couve Smith wear a long denim skirt the other day, which looked super good on her. I've been seeing just tons of them in both a blue wash denim and a black denim. I think they both look really great. I think it's definitely a transition from the cutoff denim skirts. Again, a little more modest, but also you can have like that high leg slit, which I think looks really good with both tennis shoes like Sambas or boots. I think it's an interesting trend going into summer, but definitely for spring. I think this might be a little too much for me during summer. Is it too like heavy? And I don't know how it would exactly look with sandals, but I think for like a dinner or something, a long jean skirt is something a little bit more casual, but you can dress it up with a cute top. I think it's a really cute trend. Personally, I will not be buying just because I know I wouldn't wear it a ton. But if you love longer skirts and dresses, the denim option is really great. Jean vests. This is something I have also been seeing a ton. I walked into American Eagle the other day. They had some really cute button-up jean dresses for rodeo season, for whatever events. These are so cute. Country concerts, it's concert season coming up this spring and summer. I think this is so cute to layer over a dress, or even just wear the jean vest and like a jean skirt, do denim on denim. They have so many different washes and buttons. I saw Tall Blonde Belle on Instagram wearing a super cute denim vest over a long flowy dress, like a sundress, and some cowgirl boots, and they just looked so good. It was such a cute Western outfit. I think could be really great if you're going to the rodeo or, again, a country concert. It's just another way to layer in the denim without doing a denim jacket. So if it's too hot, the denim vest could be a super cute addition to make something a little bit more Western casual. And again, I don't know if I will be participating in this one just because I don't know how much I would wear it. But if you have an event, festivals, things like that, it's festival season, Stagecoach is coming up. We are approaching Coachella in a few weekends. I am so excited to see all of the outfits, and this could definitely be one that comes up a lot, or a piece that comes up a lot in outfits. We have Coachella, Revolve Fest, and Stagecoach coming up, which I'm really excited if you love the fashion like I do. And then, oh, the last thing that I wanted to talk about, two more things. One was platform sandals, big chunky platform sandals with two straps. I've been seeing one kind of in like the, I don't know how to pronounce it, like the rattan material, and other ones that are just kind of like that Birkenstock material and the more like plasticky material as well. I think they're all really cute. If I didn't already have some sandals, I think I could get behind this trend. They look really comfortable and very supportive, especially for walking. I can link some options down below that I've seen. The Target ones are super cute, and I saw some really cute ones at Nordstrom yesterday by Steve Madden in white and like the natural like rattan color. I don't know if I'm saying it right. I'm so sorry if I'm not, but I think the chunky sandal looks super good with sundresses, and again, dresses for summer, and it's definitely more of a supportive shoe than like the flat sandals, like the Sam Edelman ones that a lot of people wear, which I also really love, or like the Saint-Tropez type slides by YSL. Okay, let's talk about some recent faves that I've been loving. The Lululemon Dance Studio pants. I bought these the other day after eyeing them for a really long time, and I love them. I wear sweatpants or joggers a lot, mostly the joggers. My favorite ever are the ones from Zella. I have like 3 pairs from buying them from the Nordstrom sale because they always go on sale during then. I can link them down below. They're the perfect lightweight jogger. I don't like a lot of like really heavy fuzzy joggers, but these ones are so good just to wear around, because as much as I do love my leggings, I think the joggers are so good just to throw on for working out or just casual lounging around. They're super comfortable. And I just wanted another option because I feel like I wear those at least 2 to 3 times a week. I wear leggings a lot. I wanted another pants option. And the dance studio pants were another great option that I grabbed. They're super comfortable. They're kind of more windbreaker material. And I did size up because I felt like they were a little tight in the butt, not so much in the waist because it's a drawstring, but in the booty, they were a little tight. So I did size up to a 6. I can link them on my Instagram and on Pinterest as well. I'll try them on for people there. I loved the brown color, although I did end up going with the black just because I thought it would go with more things in my closet, but they come in a bunch of different colors. I will link them down below. There's, again, another casual athleisure type of bottom that you can throw on. The Gimme Beauty hair ties. I haven't talked about these in a really long time, and my mom got another pack of them for, it's put in like her Easter baskets, and I have been loving them. And Gimme is now sold at Target for even less than on their website, which is so incredible. They have hairbrushes and they make hands down the best hair ties. These are, I will link them down below. They come in a bunch of different hair colors. So you can get the blonde ones or, you know, darker ones depending on what your hair color is. But the Gimme Beauty hair ties are different because they do not snag or pull on your hair. They are perfect for all types of hair. They have so many different ones. My mom, who has super curly hair, loves thicker bands, which really hold her hair up. I like the thinner ones, even though I have pretty thick hair and my hair is straight. I like the thinner bands because I can wrap them around more times, but they're made out of this really soft, kind of feel like a pantyhose material or like tights that were cut up, but they're still really sturdy. They don't break like normal rubber band, like goody hair ties. And they're so soft and gentle on your hair. I feel like when I use the normal hair ties, they either snap a lot on me. I have a lot of hair. They always snap. Or they're constantly getting stuck and I'm pulling out a lot of hair, ripping the hair out of my head, and it's just uncomfortable. These, I have never had an issue with hair getting like stuck on them and having to rip hair out of my head when getting out. They never snap. They never break. They're super comfortable. If you like to have hair ties like on your wrist, they're not too tight. They're not like digging into your wrist. I just love them. They come in a bunch of different colors and a bunch of different sizes as well. So if you like the thicker hair ties, which a lot of brands don't make those, the really thick quality hair ties, I have a ton of packs of those in our house. They're so good if you have textured hair, if you have a lot of hair. And then the thinner ones are great. So cannot recommend Gimme Beauty enough. I bought these on Instagram from an influencer maybe in 2020, and I've repurchased a ton since then. I want to talk about them because I just rediscovered them because I lost all of mine, because where do the hair ties go? I will literally never find out, but you're always bound to lose them, and I needed some more Gimme in my life. And then last recent fave that I've been loving is the Dibs Stick. This is the Desert Island Beauty Status Stick. It's their duo stick and it has blush and bronzer in it. It's their best-selling product. I just have the normal ones. They have a shimmery one as well. I just have the normal one and I have shade 2. I'll link it down below for you guys. This one is so good because it's 2 products in 1 for a really great price. This brand was started by Courtney Shields, if you follow her on Instagram. And her makeup always is looking flawless. And I could see why. This goes on so buttery smooth. The shades are both a matte shade, which I like. They go on really well. And personally, my favorite way to apply, especially for the blush, is to draw it on my hand and then go in with a brush. I just think it applies the most seamless that way, but you can also just draw it on your face. It makes doing your makeup so quick. I really love it, and it comes in a ton of different shades, so you can pick which blush and bronzer combo that you like. The shade 2 that I have, in case you want to know, I chose it because the blush was a very like neutral pink, just classic pink, and then the contour shade pulls a little bit more warm, which I like because I am pale and need some color in my face. Okay, let's talk about 2 book recommendations that I have. I haven't talked about book recs in a really long time, but these 2 were so good, I had to share. The first one is called Kindred. It's by Octavia Butler, and this was actually assigned to me in my AP literature class. However, I would highly recommend this book, like, outside of school. It's so, so good. It is a historical fiction book with elements of sci-fi. It's not completely sci-fi, which I was a little worried about personally because I don't love fantasy or sci-fi books, but this had just the perfect amount of sci-fi where it was not completely that, and it was mainly focused on historical fiction aspects, which I really loved. And it was just written in a way that was easily understandable, yet it was very complex in the plot. So it basically follows Dana, who's an African-American writer living in LA in 1976. I'm reading this off the SparkNotes summary just for you to kind of get a gist of it. And she finds herself transported back in time to the antebellum South, and she goes back there several times, and it's all about her relationships that she builds there with her ancestors and how she's taking in that culture and the norms of that time, and then also how she's viewing all of that as someone living in 1976, and then as she goes back and forth, kind of her challenge with that and readjusting to life in what was her present day, and then constantly, you know, getting called back to such an earlier time period. So it's very complex in that element, but it's something so new and different. I've read a lot of historical fiction books, and nothing has been like this book in the way that it's very innovative. It's also very seamless in the time travel. She's time traveling a lot, but the story does not get confusing at all as to where she left off and then where it was kind of like left off in the time period that she time travels back to. It's very smooth and, again, easy to understand. I love the characters and the character development. They were, again, very complex. It was definitely not like a rom-com, like, easy for funsies read, but it was very much a historically rich, complex, and like gripping the edge of your seat. What's going to happen next? How are the characters going to interact the next time? What's going to happen to her? There is some scenes warning of violence in there, and definitely just a lot of historical context and background that you learn, which I found very fascinating. But I highly, highly recommend this book. I will leave the link down below for you. It gets such great reviews on a bunch of different book websites. So I highly recommend, if you're looking for something a little bit more out of the norm of the historical fiction realm, but you still really like historical fiction, which is my favorite genre to read. So this was a great one. The second one is November 9th by Colleen Hoover. And a lot of people really either love Colleen Hoover or do not like her. I have read maybe 5 or 6 of her books now, and this was in my top 2. If you want to know my other top favorite one, that was Reminders of Him. I highly recommend that one too. I think I've talked about it before, but November 9th, my friend, shout out to Eva, convinced me to read it, and oh my gosh, why did I wait this long to read November 9th? It is incredible. Of course, it is a little bit of a romance, rom-com-ish novel, but it's a little bit deeper than some of Colleen Hoover's other light rom-com novels. It's very emotional. It's unpredictable, especially towards the end. I had no idea the ending was going to end the way that it did. It's just so, so good. Again, very easy to read in terms of like vocabulary and like following the plot and things. It's really easy, but basically it follows 2 main characters, Fallon and Ben. They meet and they end up getting together every November 9th. So every year on November 9th. And it's so good. I highly, highly, highly recommend. It's not as heavy as like It Ends With Us, if you've read that, but it's definitely not like a light and airy rom-com novel, somewhere in the middle. And as I said, like very emotional, gripping. It's so good. It talks a lot about just their relationship and relationship with their family, and follows them across several years, which I really like. I like these books that are across a longer time span versus like a month or a summer, which I think a lot of rom-coms are based around. So I highly, highly recommend, if you're looking to get into another Colleen Hoover book or you want another good read. Okay, let's talk about 2 major topics that I feel like are being debated on social media right now, or not debated, but talked about on social media right now. Number one is being debated, and that is prom dresses. If you've seen anything on TikTok, on Instagram, wherever, there is a huge debate going on right now in prom season about these so-called brunch and Easter dresses versus traditional prom dresses. And I think it is so silly because these girls who look beautiful are posting their TikTok transition videos of them, you know, starting out, and then they get into their prom dress, whatever that dress may be. And there's grown adults on there being like, girl, this is an Easter dress. This is not a prom dress. Or on girls that are wearing sparkly dresses being like, oh my God, this is an actual prom dress. Thank you for wearing a real prom dress. Like, what? What are we saying here? I think that everyone should be able to, personally, I think everyone should be able to wear whatever they want to prom. You're buying the dress, and who cares what other people are wearing, as long as you feel comfortable and it's gonna, you know, allow you to have a fun night and make you feel pretty. But there are so many people angry, like genuinely angry about what these high school girls are wearing to prom, and I just really don't understand. So basically, if you've missed it, there's a lot of girls who are wearing what people call Easter and brunch dresses. So still longer traditional length of a prom dress, but in more like pastel spring colors, florals, no sparkles, with more like ruffles, flowy type dresses. They might not look as like glitzy and glamoury, but they I would still consider them more special occasion dresses. And I was thinking to myself, I'm like, who is wearing that type of dress? This like really long, flowy, fancier dress to like a regular Sunday like brunch. I don't personally know that I would wear that. It's like too fancy, but it's fancy enough for prom. It's like the fancy level of a prom dress. That's why I don't understand why people are mad. And I actually think the so-called Easter and brunch dresses are really cute, like mixing it up, different way to dress at prom, because normally people are all wearing the same tight glittery sequin dresses, which, don't get me wrong, are beautiful. I wore one last year. I loved it. I actually cut it and wore it to the Eras tour. It was so great. I love that dress. But I don't understand why. Like, I think these other types of dresses are a great way to be different and like mix it up. And I think they're still super beautiful and fit. Like, they're not, I'm not like, why are you wearing that to prom? That's like inappropriate for the occasion, or that's like weird, or it just doesn't fit like the vibe. It's also depending on the venue, like that those types of dresses, the Easter or brunch dresses, may fit the vibe of the venue that they're having a prom at better, possibly. Like, I think there's too many factors in this, and I think it's too like it's too small of an issue for grown adults to be getting mad at these girls just innocently posting their prom transitions, which are super cute, on TikTok. Like, I think it's not that deep, truly. And if you also want to wear a sparkly traditional prom dress, like, go ahead and do it. I think that's equally as beautiful. I think it can look great as well. But I don't think that adults need to be like commenting on people's TikToks, even if they're wearing a traditional dress, and being like, oh my god, finally a real prom dress, or like, you look better than the other girls, like trying to give them a compliment while also putting these other girls down that are not wearing the best dresses. I don't understand that. I don't know. And for me, it's like not about like a price thing. Like, you can find Sherry Hill dresses or Sherry Hill type glitzy glamoury dresses at a lower price point. You can find these Easter brunch type dresses at a really high price point. Like, just look at the Revolve website. There are tons of dresses that are $400, $500, $600 that you could consider an Easter or a brunch dress if you think they look like that. So I don't think it's about like a money issue. Like, I truly think it's like people that are way too concerned about which type of dress is better or which type of dress should be worn to prom. I also think that these types of glitzy glamour sequin dresses have been worn to prom for years and years and years now. And why is it a bad thing to be doing something different? Like, the times, it's evolving, the years are evolving, diamonds, you know, going on. Like, I don't think it's bad to bring something new to prom culture. I don't know. That's kind of my view on it. I think that people should wear whatever the heck they want to wear. If you want to wear sneakers to prom, go for it. If you want to wear an Easter or a brunch dress to prom, go for it. If you want to wear a glitzy, glamoury mermaid sequin colorful bright dress to prom, like, go ahead. Like, if you want to wear a black dress to prom, do it. If you want to wear a white dress to prom, like, all the things. I don't know. And I think the prom dress debate, it's ridiculous. And if you're a grown adult, stop commenting backhanded comments on girls' TikToks that are doing prom transitions. I also wanted to mention with this, because I get questions where I get dresses, like special occasion dresses, like prom dresses, websites that I would recommend as we go into prom season. I know a lot of people already have their proms, or it's in April or it's in May. So my dress last year that I loved, that was such a great price, was from David's Bridal. I also love dresses from ABC Fashion. They have a lot of dresses online. Lulu's has some really great priced dresses. Nordstrom, I like a lot of their stuff. And Windsor. That was the other one. They have a really big selection of dresses, which I also like. So those are kind of my top ones. ABC Fashion, Nordstrom, Windsor, Lulu's, and Dillard's has a lot of super cute ones as well. So those are kind of my websites that I look to first, but honestly a lot of boutiques have cute dresses as well. Personally, I have never gone into a store to try on dresses. I don't know that there's a ton of stores near me with the dresses, but I like to just order online and return, order a few and then return if I don't use them, because I think it's hard. I've found it challenging. My friends and I found it challenging because some of the dresses that are just like the stunning, more designer style dresses are hard to order online, or they're out of stock online. Sherry Hill, Giovanni, those types of dresses. Some really beautiful Giovanni dresses that I've been looking at, but it's really hard to find a place online that sells it and that can get it to you. So like, we were looking at a bunch of dresses the other day that won't ship till July, and like, no one's having prom in July. So that's kind of my issue with the prom dresses, but those are some resources if you're still looking for a dress, because same here, and I need to start making some decisions on that, because I'm feeling need some alterations and things like that as we come up on prom. Okay, last thing that I want to talk about, which I think is just so exciting and another topic that's going really viral right now, and that's women's college basketball. So if you've been following along, if you're a sports fan, or if not, you should. The March Madness NCAA basketball tournament for college basketball. We are down, as of right now, this is Saturday, April 6th that I'm recording this. We are down to the championship for the women, Iowa, South Carolina. They played an incredible game last night, or Iowa did, against UConn, and South Carolina was great against NC State as well. But they're going in to the national championship on Sunday. And then we have the final four games tonight for the men, which will be a fun one to watch as well. So that's kind of the lineup. But I want to talk about women's college basketball and the hype that it's gotten. So many people are saying that the women's college tournament is way better than the men's this year. The Iowa LSU game this past Monday got for 12 million viewers. It was more viewers than every NBA game in the past year except one, every MLB game in the past year, every men's college basketball game and women's college basketball game, more than every WNBA game. Like, they're just breaking records, and it's incredible to see, because as a sport, I feel like women's sports just, they don't get as much attention as they deserve, and a lot of times they can be as entertaining, if not more entertaining, as the men's games, as we've seen with all of the hype around Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, the incredible South Carolina team. Like, all of them are just so amazing, and they were talking on ESPN last night about bringing more attention and how all of the media and all this stuff and TikTok and social media have brought so many new viewers to women's basketball. And I think it's so incredible for the sport and for women's sports and for little girls to look up and see how people are loving women's sports, and that's how it truly should be and how it always should have been. But it's such great progress to see that, and to see people so hype about tuning in to women's college basketball, it's incredible. And the impact that people like Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese have made on women's college basketball. And I think it's really incredible that social media, the power of social media, has contributed to this. And this is why I think that social media is so special in a lot of ways. People tend to say that it's terrible. It's terrible for people. It's rotting our brains away. It's all these things and studies. And while I think that is true in some way, the power of social media to bring so many people and show them the highlights and show them the magic of women's college basketball and bring them to collect, to watch games, to get 12 million viewers is so cool. Like, it's just cool how social media has gotten to do that and the hype that it's brought around a sport that is usually overshadowed by men's tournaments in March Madness. But the games are so competitive. The Iowa UConn game last night came down to the last seconds. Like, these games are incredible to watch. Everyone should be watching them. And I just wanted to talk about how cool it is. So if you're not already watching, you have to go look up the highlights, look at the recent March Madness women's content on TikTok, on Instagram, look up all the things. It's women's college basketball has absolutely blown up this year, and as it should have. And thanks to not only amazing players like Caitlin Clark, as I said, who was doing tremendous, and she's brought so much attention, selling out arenas at Iowa and all of that stuff, but just whole incredible teams that are making these games so fun to watch. Just props to them and the coaches and everyone else involved in the sport. And props to all the viewers that are tuning in, whether you've never watched a women's college game before or you've been watching for years and years and years, following your team and other teams. I think that everyone should hop on the bandwagon if you are not watching already. And I think it's just super cool as women to see it and for people to get involved. So I wanted to talk about that because it's something that has been going so viral on social media the past couple of weeks. And I hope that translates more in the next couple of years into more hype about women's sports in general as we go into Olympics season here, getting more hype around women's sports in the Olympics, more hype around things like the WNBA, and of course, again, next season for women's college basketball. So I hope that kind of ball of energy and excitement continues in the next couple of seasons and just continues to get more and more and more viewers together to get excited about women's sports because it's so fun to watch if you've never watched before. Highly, highly recommend watching this last game of the tournament. Hopefully I'll get this episode out by tomorrow. So we'll see what happens with that game. Okay, that is all that I have today for this episode. Thank you so much for listening. I hope that it was kind of fun to talk about these random gatherings of topics. These are one of my favorite episodes to make because I just like chatting about all the things that are happening right now. And I want to say happy April. Good luck to everyone in school. We're in the home stretch here. In the home stretch. We can do it. I believe in us. We can do it. Or at least that's what I'm telling myself as a second semester senior with 2 months left to go. We can do it. Thanks for listening. Make sure you are subscribed, following us over on Instagram and Pinterest. They're both linked down below, as well as everything that I mentioned in today's episode, the books, products that I talked about, and some of the prom dress websites. I can link down below as well. Make sure you share this episode with a friend or family member. That is the best way for more people to learn about Let's Go Girl. And it would mean so much to me if you click that share button, click the follow button, or left us a 5-star rating and a review down below. It takes literally 3 seconds and it really does mean so much. So thanks again for hanging out with me, and I will talk to you in the next one. Bye.